USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Hultquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare is programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment assistance rose in the first week of September, a signal the labor market is losing speed as the economy continues to suffer from the effects of COVID-19. Just over 857,000 workers applied for first-time unemployment aid in the week ending September 5th, according to the Labor Department. That's up 20,000 from the week before, continuing last week's trends of rising claims. Nearly 839,000 additional Americans applied for pandemic unemployment assistance, a new federal program for self-employed workers. Jobless applications for self-employed people has risen steadily over the last month. A three-judge panel in New York is blocking President Trump from excluding undocumented immigrants from the census count for the purpose of congressional reapportionment. The federal judges ruled that excluding the immigrants would violate both the 14th Amendment, which requires the number of House seats each state is allotted to be based on counting the whole number of persons in each state, and federal law. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
JPMorgan Chase has fired several employees after allegedly pocketing funds from a federal program designed to aid companies hurt by the coronavirus shutdown. An internal investigation by the nation's biggest bank prompted a government inquiry that found a number of JPMorgan employees improperly applied for and received money from the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. The EIDL program offered grants of up to $10,000 for businesses impacted by COVID-19. But J.P. Morgan's probe found that some bank employees got loans from the program and then deposited the money into their own personal accounts. The investigation was prompted by federal regulators who asked banks to examine any accounts that had received deposits from the program and continue to look for signs of fraud. In recent years, retailers have competed to move their Black Friday sales and now the entire holiday shopping season earlier on the calendar. And Home Depot is looking to enhance the frenzied shopping bonanza that happens every year the day after Thanksgiving by announcing this week that holiday pricing will start in the beginning of November and run all the way through December. Rather than Black Friday deals being limited to one day of the season, holiday sale prices will be extended for the entire two-month stretch in both stores and online. On the company's mobile app, customers will also be able to see the deals next month before the lower prices are in play online. Thanks for spending your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.